Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Paul is about to recount his conversion experience to King Agrippa. This is at least the third time in the book of Acts that we have seen Paul's testimony. Thus, it stands as one of the most talked about events in the New Testament, because three times in the book we hear. Now, of course, the death and resurrection of Jesus is without a doubt a focal point of the New Testament. A pending judgment of some sort was without a doubt a focus of the New Testament. And Paul makes his own testimony a big part, or at least his author Luke makes his testimony a big part of the recounting of the early church in the book of Acts. So it is worthwhile, again, to walk through his version of events, and we're going to notice some things worth commenting on. Let's just start reading in verse 12. We'll stop somewhere around 17. While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. I want to stop there. There are several things, and some of these things, because we're on the third telling of this testimony, we have already went over. One particular thing that I think is worth saying again, Jesus says to Paul, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Yet Paul would not have told you he was persecuting Jesus. He would have told you he was persecuting these blasphemers who claim Jesus. Yet Jesus doesn't say, you're persecuting my people. He says, you're persecuting me. And it ought to give you an indication of what Christ thinks of us and how he defends us. That an attack against you is an attack against him. It's why you see God defending his church throughout the book of Acts, throughout Revelation. He wins. He will not allow anything to hurt or harm his church. We always rise up, whether it is in defense of his own through certain acts of the book of Acts, or even in our own history, and a lot of people don't think of these things. We don't look into our own history very often, but you know, 1,000 years ago, less than 1,000 years ago, Islam had taken over 3/4 of the Christian world. There appeared to be no hope. And then there was an expansion of thinking and innovation, which was allowed only by grace. And that thinking and innovation transformed the world, transformed Christian nations, and thus stopped the tide of the spread of violence. Why? Because grace wins. God injects more of his grace, and grace wins. And so God has always viewed it as, I'm in defense of Jesus. So an attack against his people is an attack against Jesus. There's a couple other things I'll bring out. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.